I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, next time when you're in the restaurant, okay, don't touch this.
Ketchup.
Okay.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
The menu.
Okay. Well, you know.
Ooh, all of it's gross.
All three of those were good answers.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. You know, I hate, though, Tom, when you do touch a menu and you see, like, some egg left over or some kind of food that's on the menu.
Sticky.
Sticky, yeah.
But when I'm eating chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant, I'm dropping salsa on my own menu.
Yeah, me too.
I don't mean to. I wipe it off.
Yeah, we don't mean to judge. Well, you know what? Next time you're at a restaurant, Heidi, you were right. Don't touch the salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
I normally don't.
Many restaurants leave salt and pepper shakers right there on the table, and we're used to seeing them. But how often do those items really get cleaned?
Probably never.
Well, okay, you think about that. Most salt and pepper shakers, they say, are only wiped down if they appear dirty.
Right.
And even then, only with a damp cloth that the busser, you know, has in the pocket that might even be, you know, dirty itself.
I was going to say, that just makes it worse.
I agree. You know, sometimes when the table's not wiped off and then the server will come over and they'll wipe it off in front of you and it still feels sticky after that. Anyway, I know the reason I saw this story and it appealed to me is because, you know, my son sometimes will be sitting there and he'll reach over and grab the salt shaker with his hand on top of the salt silver part.
That's probably the cleanest.
Well, I don't know about that.
The silt top part, because they're not being handled as much.
No. Not now. His son just touched
it. My son just touched it. No, I don't know. Tell where his hands have been.
I got you. The next person.
Yeah. Okay. So for the next person, I'm like, my son's dirty hands where he's been on the playground just touched your salt shaker.
So you don't worry about the next person.
Okay.
Just the one before you.
Okay. All right. So anyway, you think about even the damp cloth that they are using. It's just pretty nasty.
I saw a family one time, and one of their kids had the ketchup bottle in his mouth, like just gnawing on it, like he was teething or something.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't take it away from him. They didn't do nothing. I was like, I don't think I'll ever use ketchup that isn't out of one of those tear-off bags again.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. They say that they're not sanitized, like when they do wipe off the pepper or the salt shakers. Mm-hmm. And they say an average pepper shaker contained about 11,600 bacteria.
But are they bacteria that matter is the question. Because honestly, I don't get sick that often from eating out, I don't think.
Okay, do you use a lot of the salt shakers and pepper shakers?
Yeah, okay. I definitely use the salt, not much pepper.
I don't use a lot either. I'm like, it's probably got enough salt on it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd use either.
Okay. Wow. Well, they say the shakers are a potential germ source.
Potential, and it doesn't say what germ. That's I hate when they do that. If it has E. coli on it, that's important. If it has salmonella on it, that's important. If it has bacteriolosis that does not infect somebody, then it's not important. There's all kinds of bacteria on our skin every day, but they don't do anything to us.
Well, they say to be safe with this, if you want pepper or salt on your food, they say to just ask the waiter to get the chef to either put more salt or pepper on it if you like that, or send it back and let them.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
They're going to spit on it.
Yeah.
Bring your own.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because you send it back.
Why didn't he use the salt and pepper on the table, jack wagon?
You know what, Tom? You have salt and pepper shakers in your work briefcase.
That's because they don't provide them here.
I know, but I'm like, Tom opens up his briefcase, and it looks like, you know, the fine dining. It's got the silverware there, and it's got the salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah.
And a spice rack in his work briefcase.
Like a fancy picnic basket.
Yeah. Yeah.
With meds.
I mean, it's just something I've learned over the years, that if you want to have your food the way you like it, you better bring your own stuff.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this much. I will not ask to borrow Tom's salt or pepper.
It's a lot cleaner than stuff those kids have got a hold of.
And I'm going to start using plastic gloves when I go to eat dinner.
Oh, great.
But you're still eating out of it. I mean, you're pouring it out of that contaminated thing.
I don't use the salt and pepper or the ketchup.
Then why are you wearing the gloves?
because touching utensils and the table, and like if you go to a buffet, you don't want to touch those spoons that everybody else has touched.
He didn't say anything about any of those things.
I'm thinking germs and bacteria.
Wow, yeah, no kidding.
I'm being prepared. I'm going to prepare myself.
I say just bring your own.
I'm going to bring my own sneeze guard.
You know what? This is a great Torture Tuesday idea.
Yeah.
I mean, go in and start putting on the rubber gloves, the mask. Yeah. Tell the waiter and waitress that you're there. You've heard about the germs.
Like, when was the last time these menus have been cleaned?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When did
you
last sanitize the salt shaker? This has got Heidi written all over it.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.